For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A rising death toll and a staggering number of people missing in the campfire in Paradise, California. More than 1,000 people are now unaccounted for. KCBS TV's Jenna Lane reports from Chico.
A lot of people on that list are believed to be alive and well. They just don't know that people are looking for them. They just haven't been able to check in yet with their loved ones. A lot of people don't have phones anymore or phone service or other ways to let people know that they're okay.
Evacuees say they're getting no help from FEMA.
I don't know what we're going to do. FEMA's not helping. They said 7 to 15 days to let us know.
The fire is still burning, and hundreds of miles away in Sacramento, smoke has shut down schools and many events due to the air quality index from the fire. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Congressmen are weighing in on who they believe should be the next Speaker of the House come January. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
The Democrats are still trying to figure out who the next Speaker of the House will be. I had a chance to chat with Congressman Steve Scalise, Republican of Louisiana, and he believes Nancy Pelosi is the front runner.
There's a real internal power struggle going on the Democrat side. You know, Nancy Pelosi is still the front runner. She's the face of their party.
President Trump has weighed in on a courtroom's finding that CNN correspondent Jim Acosta's White House press credential should have been reinstated after the White House had revoked it last week. The president told reporters, people have to behave. After the hearing, Acosta spoke to reporters about getting his badge back.
Throughout all of this, I was confident, and I felt that this would be the result at the end of the day, that our rights would be protected to continue to cover our government and hold our leaders accountable.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
President Trump and First Lady Melania have welcomed veterans and their families to the White House. USA Radio's Robin Walensky has the story.
I want to express the eternal gratitude and thanks of our entire nation.
President Trump honoring veterans and military families at the White House. The president saying his administration trying to help vets find good jobs.
To ensure veterans and military families can find great jobs, and veteran unemployment has reached its lowest level in nearly 21 years.
President Trump also saying he's trying to reform the troubled VA.
Since day one, my administration has also taken bold action to reform the Department of Veterans Affairs and deliver our veterans the care they so richly deserve.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
More Americans than ever before are seeking asylum in Canada. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The data from the Immigration, Refugees, and Citizenship Agency in Canada shows more than 2,500 Americans applied for asylum in Canada last year, six times more than the amount of applications it received in 2016. Some say the recent political climate involving President Trump may have contributed to that unexpected rise, as Americans were the third highest number of asylum seekers in 2017, with Nigerians and Haitians topping that list in Canada. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.